It's a gaming console. No, it's a Linux PC. No, it's the new Steam machine, a black box that lets you harvest organs on RimWorld, then hit tab to switch into a Linux desktop where you can hack into the Pentagon from your couch. For the first time in history, a gaming console ships with a package manager. Instead of Windows bloatware, you get SteamOS, a Linux distro with Big Picture Mode duct taped on top of it. While other consoles like Xbox and PlayStation brag about exclusive titles, this thing brags about Pac-Man flag SYU, because this black box is running Arch Linux under the hood. And that means finally, every gamer will be able to say, I use Arch, by the way. And it's even got a customizable LED strip, y'all. In today's video, we'll break down the details of the brand new Steam machine and find out if 2026 will finally be the year of the Linux desktop. It is November 14th, 2025, and you're watching The Code Report. Back in 2015, Valve's original Steam machine crashed harder than a Segfault in production on a Friday deploy. But like a developer who refuses to accept their PR got rejected, Valve spent the last decade secretly building the most based gaming platform in existence today. And did I mention, it runs Arch Linux, by the way. From an end-user standpoint, that means you can be playing AAA games on your television set at one moment, then quickly switch into a fully-fledged PC and clock into your remote job and pretend like you're doing something productive. What's especially unique is that this operating system is not Windows-based like most gaming PCs, but rather Linux-based thanks to SteamOS, which, have I mentioned, is based on Arch Linux, by the way, and uses KDE Plasma as the desktop environment. In addition, you should know that you're not limited to just playing Linux-native games thanks to Valve's work on an open-source project called Proton, which is a compatibility layer that allows Windows games to run seamlessly on Linux. But at the same time, you're also not locked into playing Steam games only. You can easily switch over to desktop mode and launch any game or app store that you want. Inside the box, it's got a semi-custom AMD chip that clocks in at 4.8 GHz. It's got 16GB of RAM, plus 8GB of VRAM, and a semi-custom AMD GPU that's capable of running 4K games at 60fps. These hardware specs are decent, but not crazy powerful by any stretch of the imagination, but it should provide more than enough horsepower for most games. For perspective though, I have trouble running Microsoft Flight Simulator in VR mode with my own PC that has 64GB of RAM and a GTX 4090, so this thing may not be for gamers who want to push things to their absolute max potential. However, the one thing we don't know yet is the price, although Steam has hinted that their black box will be affordable and should cost well under $1,000. If it cost around $500, $600, or even $700, it would be an incredible value. So when Trump's $2,000 stimmy checks hit our bank accounts, it should be easily affordable for everyone. It sounds awesome, but there are some drawbacks to the Steam machine. The hardware is fixed into the system, which means less upgrade flexibility than a full desktop PC, and who knows if it'll be able to run GTA 6 when it finally comes out in 2028. And if you're a developer, especially an Arch user who wants full control over every bit on the system, the SteamOS flavor of Arch is probably not ideal. And if your goal is to run and train massive AI models locally, the Steam machine is definitely not the right tool for the job. But if you want to understand why AI is so resource intensive, you need to learn the fundamentals with Brilliant, the sponsor of today's video. Their How AI Works course teaches you how to build a functioning language model from scratch, and lets you experiment with things like feature vectors to edit facial expressions and images. This hands-on approach is designed to help you master challenging concepts over time, while allowing you to develop critical thinking skills through real-world problem-solving. Try everything Brilliant has to offer for free by visiting brilliant.org/fireship, or scan the QR code on screen to get 20% off an annual premium subscription, which gives you unlimited daily access to everything on Brilliant. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.